Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 6th chapter. Jesus said, "Beware of practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them, for then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. Thus, when you give to the needy, sound no trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may be praised by others. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, that they may be seen by others. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces that their fasting may be seen by others. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Jesus said, "Beware of practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them, for then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven." Appearances are important. The outward appearance of a person matters. Whenever you interact with somebody else, what they see from you, what they see about you, affects their perception, affects their reaction to you as a person. All of us who've ever applied for a job know this is true, and hopefully somebody above us in life, an older person, a parent or something, said, "Make sure you make a strong, good first impression." It goes not just for applying for a job, but your first day on the job, all of your coworkers. How you come across to them, how you appear to them, is going to form the initial impression they have of you. And all of us, or not all of us, but many of us, have been on first dates. It's important to say and do the right thing and to look the part, to sell yourself really well. All the same, all of these are the same. These first appearances, first impressions, they are important. If you get them right, there's a better chance that good things will come after them as a consequence of putting on a good first impression. And so for that reason, we spend time and efforts, time and energy into how we present ourselves, how we come across. We think about it. We do our best to do well on that front. Even if those of us here, or some of us in here in the room, are not that fussy about how we appear, well, we still bathe, hopefully, regularly. We still put on clean clothes before we go out or for an important event. We think about it. But sometimes, and for some people, appearances are a little bit too important. They matter a little bit too much to them. Now, we know here as Lutherans that sins, most common sins, are actually not in and of themselves bad things, but they are neutral or good things that are taken to an extreme, that are given too much of a place of prominence. Well, appearances are not immune from that problem. Think about a person you might have interacted with who is not an expert at their job, but they are an expert at appearing like an expert at their job. They major in making sure it looks like they are working hard, efficiently, and well. Or think about a person who spends a lot of his time worrying about his physique or how he just simply looks, his fashion. But he doesn't spend any time critically self-examining his heart, wondering, "Do I have a good character? Are my morals what they should be? Do I live as a good person toward others?" An example that came to mind when I was preparing the sermon this evening was a story my grandpa used to tell about the vacation, the family vacation that he and my grandma took my mom and her sisters on to Washington, D.C. I texted mom today. She couldn't nail down the year, but she said it was sometime in the early 60s when Kennedy was president. It was a summer vacation. It was hot in Washington, D.C., and they were there in the family car. I don't remember what it was. But they were there, and they had the windows rolled down because it was hot to get some fresh air, and they were driving, I think, down the National Mall, and one of the sisters, I won't tell who, said to Grandpa, let's roll up the windows so people think that we have air conditioning. Yeah. When it comes down to us, we all know why that story's funny. When it comes down to it, appearances are important, they are somewhat important, but they are not the most important thing. They are not what matters most. And that's what brings us to the gospel lesson this evening. Jesus addresses a very clear and very present temptation for us to care more about being seen, doing a certain thing, than about the actual thing itself. Caring more about the appearance than what the thing is supposed to accomplish. He gives several examples to drive home his point, talking about giving charity to others, prayer for the show of it, and fasting, of course, for the show of it. When you go out and you help someone who is in a worse station of life than you, you help them out with money or whatever they need, making sure that you have an audience, people looking on either side to see you do that wonderful thing. Or he goes after the religious leaders for this, especially in the Gospels, making a big deal out of your piety and prayer, going up and praying some wonderful prayer with long sentences and big words so people are impressed with you and your piety. And then, of course, with the fasting, so people know that I am giving up something, disfiguring your face and letting them see this guy is really into this. Wow, wouldn't it be great to be like him? I think it's important to take note, though, and sometimes it's easy to talk about these things and the caring too much about appearances and drive past this. Jesus does not condemn these things in and of themselves. See, Jesus doesn't say, because some people make a show out of prayers, fasting, or charity, you shouldn't do them at all. No, not at all. Charity is a good thing. It's good for us to help other people less fortunate than us. Prayer, of course, that's a wonderful thing. We spend several lessons in catechism class teaching how we should pray, and we pray together publicly, led by people publicly. And fasting, even though Lutherans aren't as big on it as we used to be, fasting's a good thing too, to give up something, to remind yourself that yes, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Now, the problem doesn't lie in doing these things. The problem lies in doing these things in order to be seen by other people. You can do them publicly, but when you do them publicly so other people notice, that's where the rub is, of making a show of it, of being willfully conspicuous by design when you do them, and caring more about how you look than the actual thing, prayer, fasting, charity itself. When it comes to social matters, appearances do actually matter. They are important. Other people's opinions of you can affect your future, positively or negatively, whether it be professional or social. But when it comes to matters of religion and faith, when it comes to just simply you being a Christian, other people's opinions of you really don't matter all that much. They don't come into play to the big scheme of things, the most important part of that scheme. You see, God's favor, that's what we're seeking. God's favor is the thing that actually matters. He is the one who's being honored when we love our neighbor, when we do charity works. He is the one that is receiving our prayers, who is listening to us. He's the one we're being reminded of whenever we give something up, when we fast from something. But when we do these things, these good things, with our peripheral vision very active, making sure we're noticing who is noticing us, well then, these good things are becoming cheapened, and our vision on the main thing is becoming blurred and obscured. See, think about our Lord Jesus himself. When he did his work as the Messiah, when he came to do what he had meant to accomplish in winning for us salvation with his passion, his death, and his resurrection, his appearance was not much to see, especially in the midst of that in Holy Week. Quite the opposite, he looked rather a mess. It was a terrible thing to witness and behold. He was despised and rejected, hated by people, rulers and normal folks on the street alike. And the cap of all of it after his trial and his torture was an ignoble death, unnoble death, hardly the sort of thing that attracts the praise and admiration and honor of men. But you see, Jesus wasn't doing these things to get men's praise. He wasn't doing them just to be seen to have this good show for people to see at. Rather, he was doing these things to win salvation. He was doing things, these things, to save us. He had a job to do. That's what he was focused on, not what it looked like to the world. It was a bloody, awful sight, but by it he won for us life, forgiveness, and salvation. What value, then, is looking good in comparison with that wonderful thing that he has given us? So, dear friends, on Ash Wednesday this year, my admonition is this. If you ever find yourself with Christianity-type things, whether it be the things that our Lord addresses in the gospel or something else that has to do with your walk with Jesus, if you ever find yourself caring more about the outward appearance of it, how it looks to other people than the good thing itself, I encourage you to pause, to readjust, and if it's really big, necessary, repent. Ask the Lord for forgiveness. He'll give it. When you come to church so that you may be fed by God's word and your faith nourished and strengthened. When you come up to this altar in a public way to the Lord's Supper, come so that you may eat the body and blood of your Savior for forgiveness. In your charity, well, give to others just simply that they may be given, knowing that through them you're loving the Lord. In your prayers, make your supplications for their own sake, not for those standing around and fasting the same. And when you come, if you come this evening and receive the ashes, simply do it as a reminder that you are dust returning to dust, a reminder of your mortality. Your Heavenly Father is the one that matters. He sees your heart. And so in repentance and faith, don't live for what other people see. Live for your God and Lord. And then let other people think as they will. It doesn't really matter that much for them anyway. What matters is God. Keep your focus on him. Amen.